Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this evening, 1 Peter 3, verse 19 especially, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which," or "through whom, he went and preached to the spirits in prison." And this is the text. And told you I'd preach about the sermon in hell. Behold the man preaching in hell. And as a way of getting to that, first, some background. You know the first sermon preached in the history of the world? One of the lines went like this: "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Preached in the Garden of Eden. And, like this sermon for this evening that we're talking about, preached to the devil. And that sermon back then, overheard by Adam and Eve, very significant there. And the content was very much the same. So, the content of that first sermon preached in the history of the world, number one, the Christ will come. Which is really cool because it is, we believe it is Christ himself who preaches the sermon. The Christ will come and he will be called the seed of the woman. Okay, that's number two. The seed of the woman, that's who he will be. And then Eve hears that part of the sermon and she hears it with eagerness and joyful faith in that part of the sermon and with so much hope and passion that when her first child was born, she said, literally, "I have gotten a man, the Lord," using the personal name of God even. But it was not for her to be a part of the fulfillment. It had to wait until Mary gave birth to Jesus in Bethlehem. But there's another part of this prophecy that Eve understood. Namely, that when Jesus was born, he would bring salvation. He would bring the forgiveness of sins. He would bring the undoing of the curse and the undoing of dying. And we would be restored and we would have eternal life. Which is why it's actually a pretty cool setup that as God is preaching this at the devil, he has Adam and Eve standing by listening in so they could hear all of the promises that were not given to the devil but were kind of swinging off to the side for Adam and Eve to hear and to understand that he would be the Savior and he would come and he would deliver them. Third part of the sermon. There would be enmity and warfare between Jesus and the devil. And that warfare would lead to Jesus being wounded. Wounded is all that was said. In part four, but Jesus would be victorious and would crush the devil. And the part that the devil did not know or understand was that Jesus' victory would come through his being wounded. That the wounding and the victory were absolutely connected. In fact, it was not just through him being wounded, but through him dying. So on the cross, when the battle was raging, the devil apparently believed that he could seize the victory by not just wounding, but by killing the Son of God. Which okay, this is Easter Vigil, and it's time to have a little bit of humor folded into the sermon, because there's a surprise. There's a surprise that we're anticipating. So, which is why it's a good idea to actually listen carefully to the sermon, which the devil didn't do, and thought he could bend the prophecy. But if he had listened more carefully... Okay. So now we come to the sermon in hell. And this is very specific. Jesus takes the power and he reigns, and he will reign over all things. He will exert his power, even reaching into the stronghold of his enemies. Over the enemies in hell to bind them, and over his enemies on earth to bring people from every nation and tribe and people and language out of slavery to sin, out of slavery to unbelief, and into his kingdom. So we teach that when Jesus descended into hell, it was not to continue his suffering, as if what was done on the cross was not enough. In fact, what was done on the cross has Jesus speaking a word over it. The fifth word from the cross is, does anybody remember? It is finished. There was no more suffering to do. The price was paid in full. And so, with everything done, accomplished, and finished, Jesus descends into hell, not to suffer, but to declare his victory, to preach to the spirits in prison and tell them that they had lost. The sermon in hell was to a captive audience. They could not get away. The congregation wanted to kill the preacher, but wait a minute, they already had. And it had not worked out well for them. They wanted the preaching to stop, but they had to stay there and listen to Jesus until he was done. Jesus descended into hell to declare his victory, to preach to the spirits in prison and tell them that they had lost. And a step further here, what exactly had they lost? This is where it gets really exciting. Because not only had they lost in that Jesus was no longer dead, he was alive once again with his body, glorified and carrying all the power of God. And not only that, not only that the final victory was coming and the devil and all who had followed him were doomed, doomed as doomed can be. There's more. What had the devil been fighting for? What had the legions of hell been fighting for? They were fighting for the destruction of the human race. They were fighting to have you and me lost and separated from God forever. That was the battle. And this is exactly what they had lost. Because that is what Jesus had come to fight for. To have your soul and my soul redeemed and living forever with him. And then to have your body and my body raised up and glorious on the last day. having the eternal glory and the eternal life of Jesus filling us in body and soul. And that is what the hordes of hell had lost, and that is what Jesus had won, and that is part of the victory that he went to tell them about. Which means, when Jesus descended into hell, he went there not only to tell the devil, I won and you lost, and not only to tell the devil, you are doomed. He went there to tell the devil about you. Yeah. About every single one of us who comes to know Jesus, about every single one of us who has our sins forgiven and eternal life given to us, and to declare to the devil that he has taken us out of death and into life. See, the victory of Jesus is not simply that on the third day he rises. The victory of Jesus is his victory bringing us into that same eternal life. You might remember one of the verses I've quoted to you over and over and over again starts out like this: keeping our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising its shame. And what was the joy set before him? Very simply, to have you living forever with him. That is the victory that was the whole reason why Jesus came into this world. That is exactly what Jesus preached back in the Garden of Eden. What Adam and Eve heard. Why Eve heard that and understood in the coming into this world of the seed of the woman, God would be stepping into this world to bring salvation and life and forgiveness, bringing us back into eternity, restoring us to our fellowship with God. And so Jesus, can you see him preaching in hell? Behold the man. Can you see him preaching in hell? And it's not only, I won. And he goes on with the sermon. It's not only the devil lost. And he goes on with the sermon. And it's, let me tell you about my people. Let me tell you about everyone who I will claim out of all the nations on earth. And let me tell you about them coming to faith and having their sins forgiven. And by that cross, by the battle of that cross and the suffering and the bleeding and the dying, they will know that they are loved by God. And all, to the devil, all your lies, they will begin falling away. And the truth of eternal life, the truth that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That truth, that light is going to spread to the whole world. And one day, there will be a countless multitude standing before the throne, celebrating, white robes, palm branches, singing and praising. And to the devil, that's what I want. Them. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise.